Get out the insurance cards. Get out the co-pays. The office is open,
everybody,
my friends.
It's your ride.
Brought to you by DrRoto.com.
So let's get to it.
Bring the bag.
What's up, everybody? It's Heat Override, and I'm ready to bring the pain for you and Dr. Rota this week. Oh, yeah, for another hardest review. I'll bring the pain. Yeah, we're talking about UFC, where we saw RoboCop destroy Fluffy and make him look very fluffy. Should be fun to talk about. Of course, as all of you know, this podcast was pre-recorded, so if you comment, I'm most likely in the comments, so just get your answers from in there as well, too. But we're going to talk about it, man. We're going to talk about UFC. I want to make sure that you like, follow, and share here on the X. And then on Facebook, you want to follow Bring the Pain. Then on YouTube, that's where all my content. I'm going to bring the pain page there. But I try to keep everything I just on Facebook. Facebook made me really happy recently with some of my podcasts. For some reason, they keep flipping a copyright on me when everything I own is me. So, Facebook, if you need to be on the next episode of Things That Make Me a Jerk, I can definitely lay your ass out. Oh, yeah! You want to definitely get over to Dr. Roto to the site and use code word 2026 and get 20% your selected packages. Pick one that works for you. Get it. Make sure you get the one that gets the UFC content, because I don't care what anybody says. The Fight Club of Pain's UFC content's hotter than anybody else, and we are hotter than the sun. We make Mercury look like a cold desert, because it is a cold desert, because we cooked its ass. And I'm on a roll today, people. Woo! So let's get to it. Fight Card Breakdown, UFC Sacramento, Hernandez versus Rodriguez. Let's go all the way to the first fight. Of course, we had Chanel Dyer, which came out work to me. Got that third round knockout. I was getting a little worried, but that's okay. We got our stuff done, and it was a nice little day. Great way to stall on. We'll talk about why it was different. Jackson McVay. Everybody was trying to lane Wes Schultz's way. I don't like him. McVay has been on a tear recently, and this was just another reason why McVay is moving up in the middleweights. Let's head over to Stan Dorsenvold's win over Gage Young. Gage Young practically had that fight won in the first thing. But after Dorsenvold was like at the end of the first round, so kind of said stuff and flipped him off. Gage went out there like owned little, like, you know, I'm trying not to swear today. So let's not try to, even though I said that A word twice. But dude, you went out there like a little girl, bro. Like you. He went out in that second round fluffier than Fluffy himself. And Fluffy's second round was terrible. RoboCop almost finished him in that. And, yeah, that's what happened. Marcia Barbosa, man, that first round knockout was sweet. Who didn't see that coming? Well, we'll talk about those on the DFS slates a little later. Betting was tough on us. But because betting was rough on us, that doesn't mean that we didn't make out on the DFS side. And that's something I always say and teach at DrRoto.com on Bring the Pain. I say you can hedge yourself, but you can also hedge yourself your bets with DFS. You got to play both. If you're not playing both, or hopefully you can play both, makes a difference. Kenny Ndjaku decided to go and fight Khabib with his hands down. What happened? Bro, you're a heavyweight, and you don't got head movement. And you went to the side and got popped in the jaw and laid out like a muffin. Jamal Evers, okay. Everybody's talking about the Jamal Evers fight. Great fighter. People are like, why did you bite Larry and Douglas? Why did you bet Larry and Douglas? Larry and Douglas at the beginning of this fight for quite a few moments looked like he had his number. And then he stepped into a 1-2. Emers did have the cleaner boxing, even though Douglas rocked him a few times. I mean, he got almost close to that finish. It just didn't work out that way. That's why this is a fighting man's game, no matter the odds. Anthony Wood, everybody had knockout and points. I always play because you know when I cover a fight, I cover knockout and submission. But unfortunately, I played a lot of knockout in points or knockout first and second round because that was the best numbers I could get with him. I was directed. Those losses were just the best numbers that I didn't want to go with on the parlay of pain, let's just to say, because the other numbers were like negative 550s, and I just didn't want to really recommend them. But maybe I just need to, and we'll talk about that. Carly Giudice beating the daylights out of Schaubs was easy as hell to see coming. I thought Schaubs would really do okay on the DFS slate, but I thought, and I said that. However, she did not do okay, and our girl Giudice just got the job done. But Mason Jones, now, we all know Mason Jones. We all know Mason Jones stuff. But here's the thing. You can only go to a firefight so many times without catching a bullet yourself. And Medeiros is not the guy to be catching a bullet from. Medeiros looked great in that fight. He took out Jones. Jones did look like he pretty much was winning that fight at that point. But again, that's why it's a fight sport. I didn't think for 1 second Ranieri would lose to Roman Deliz. Now, him knocking out Roman came because Deliz thought it was going to be cool to shoot against RDR. He had him. He worked really hard for that ankle lock. But you worked a little too long, bro. And then that bigger man kept waiting for the angle. The minute he got that leg out, you never got him off your back. I mean, you got up. But you got to slam back down, then he just beat the hell out of you again. RDR, again, is back to just guerrillaing people, beating them down, and doing what he does best. Petrino wins with the third round unanimous decision, of course, by decision. He does it. Everybody thought that Petrino would lose. Petrino was the favorite, and Petrino got the job done. But the whole betting world thought that they were going to make some money on Spivax. I'm happy that you spit on your slips that you put them on. That's why you listen to the Fight Club of Pain. Let's get to the main event. We got Gregory Rodriguez punishing Fluffy Hernandez for the entire fight. All the unders were broke. All the other crazies broke. That's most of the time you'll never see a main event on the Parlay of Pain. So that was a crazy card. I really liked it. Rodriguez stepped up, but Rodriguez called people out. Let's not really do about that, bro. Let's step back. Let's come back down to reality. You had a great fight, but I've seen fights you were a favorite, Kenny Ear, and when you got your ass smoked. So that being said, you need to watch yourself. On the other end, like I said earlier, Fluffy Hernandez was almost finished in that second round. That was a terrible performance by Fluffy. I can't believe I picked him. One of my few defeats this week. But hey, things happen. It's the way things go. 9-4 for the week. We'll get solid. That is still solid, but again, we'll get to more. So let's get to our betting and DFS breakdown. Ooh yeah! How did we do? Well, like I said, my picks were 9-4. Dan and I put 2-1 Hernandez being our loss. It is what it is. Part of the pain. 3-2. I lost on the win, first and second round knockout. Other than just playing sub round one. The best numbers I could get, what I would have played was round one or two win, but that was a negative 590. I got knockout round one and two on a negative 260. I thought it was safe. It happened. Douglas knockout and sub. We know he got knocked out. So that just happens. Giudice, no distance. We had a guy come in. I can't remember his name offhand again, but he came into the chat. He was talking about the weakest link was the Giudice. Well, Giudice cashed. Barbosa first, second round cashed. And Dyer, knockout sub, cash. So 3-2, returned positive money. The Sheriff's Corral went 2-1. And also the money line in the subs only discard went 4-1. Now let's get to the Fivetastic picks. It was doing great for a long time. It was okay last week with 3-2. This week was 2-3. We did hit some good numbers, but we didn't return 100%, of course. I think I returned 60% of money invested. That's why we round robin. That's the key to success, people. That is what we do that for. Let's hit the DFS numbers, right? DK went 2-1, played only three lineups this week. And I got into two of the other lineups as well, too. for the show where we do the draft. I was talking about the UFC draft. So I did that. I won both. So, you know, overall, 4-1 on DraftKings. Not bad. 3-0 on FanDuel. I put up a 720, a 705. It was a crazy week. And then I put up a 6-something. Now, they all returned money. The 700s are the ones that returned in the GPPs. And so that was really good. Some of the numbers that we had Rodriguez at 35% RDR. You know, he's in my lineups, 22%. Medeiros recommended on the Fight Club of Pain. As a matter of fact, that same gentleman was talking about the Medeiros win. I said, me and Dan went into a segment that I thought even in the loss, his strikers last, it was bad. So that being said, that was really cool. Now let's get back to it. It was McVay 26%, Padilla 37%, not bad. Wint 22%. That was a for sure win. It was expensive. People didn't want to pay up. Dyer, they did not pay up for Dyer. Dyer did get that win, took out. And Judice 16% owned keys to the Fillet of Pain or to our DFS lineups that we gave out in the Subs Only Discord. My rankings went Barbosa, Petrino, Barros. Wins. All wins. And like I said, people were swaying spick side, but Medeiros was a dog. That's how I'm able to get these lineups in. People ever want to wonder that? That's how we do it. That day, that was a good return. Now, I did hit a lot of other. Of course, I had Padilla. Chris Padilla won. He literally chokes him out with 1 second in the fight for the on the Fivetastic picks, right? I had distance. That was down points. And I had a great number. I think it was a plus 120. And so what returned was the round three in decision on the Padilla side. And then of course I said this in the Fivetastic picks at the end of my article. I said if you really want to get do knockout in points. Or knockout and sub for plus 320. So even though I may have lost that and they lost a little bit of money, getting the plus 320 returned the money. So that 50% for the Fivetastic picks now gets refunded to your account through other means necessary. I am the best possible to teach how to use the round robin effect. There's so much in the industry that does that. And I promise you, they use simulators. I use me. There's a difference. I'm better. Ooh, yeah. Woohoo. Good times, people, man. All right. I had some unfortunate news. One of my longtime friends, dude, was like a father to me. His name is Fred. He passed away earlier this week. So Dan and I have to Friday. So this Friday, the Club of Pain will be covering UFC Fight Night in Shanghai, China, where Nurmagomedov versus is on. I've already got a lot of my information down for that fight, and I'm feeling ahead even though I'm feeling behind. I got my WWE rankings coming out. I got my UFC rankings that are already out. You know, I got so much going on the Reading side. I just literally, I'm about to put the finishing touches on my NFL futures betting article that I do every single year. You're looking at around 30 bets that I feel solid in. Some of these bets are definitely full hitters, and the numbers on them are great. I can't believe that some of these numbers. You just got to get over to Dr. Roto, and you got to use that code word 2026 to get you 20% off of one of your packages. The UFC content is fire. If you only get the sub-only Discord, it's coming in with questions because I'm putting my lineups in there. No matter the sport, and I'm not scared. And my dynamic duo of Discord, Fuego Steve, that's my guy. He's getting it done there in the WNBA. Last night, I couldn't get any WNBA in. Steve got it in, got some win. Last night, I threw in some MLB late slate. There were 6 games, but I was a little scared throwing out. Just like I hate sometimes doing those late, but nice. $10 down Cincinnati, but my pitching was live. So therefore, I did return double the money that I was. That's the three. I'm doubling up in the GPPs, people. That's how good these lineups are that are in there. So we do preach that, and that's something at DrRoto.com. You have to get behind the paywall and use all that. All right, everybody. I can't wait to see y'all this Friday. Let's have some fun. Let's win some more money. Let's get back on track. I want some five of those. I want some craziness stuff. And I want to make sure that you are our rich friend.
Thanks for stopping by the office. Get your fantasy prescription by subscribing to the channel and checking out drroto.com. Until the next visit, be well and take care.